Hello, this is David Snyder, President of Baptist International Missions Incorporated, welcoming you to today's broadcast of Moments for Missions under the direction of our Vice President, Dr. J.B. Godfrey.
Well, back in December of 2025, Matthew Gardner and his wife Savannah and two little boys, one just a baby, were in the capital city in Uganda just before Christmas time to do some shopping and take care of some things. And crossing a railroad track, they were hit by the train. And Savannah Gardner graduated to heaven. And I started the article yesterday given by Matt Gardner called A Conduit of Comfort. And of course, God promises to comfort us. And then that allows us to be able to help other people. So let me pick up on the article that I started yesterday. And if you didn't hear it yesterday, you can go back to BIMI.org and Moments for Missions and listen to it there on our website. But when you meet people that have gone through terrible tragedies like this, say, hey, I want to bring you a meal. Or what day of this week would be the biggest blessing for you not to have to cook a meal? Or I know it's been hard not having anyone to talk to. I want to take you bowling with our Sunday school friends. What weekend this month do you have open? And I think you get the picture. Instead of stressing a friend even more than they are, find a need that they have and help them with that in a way that's not pushy. It will mean the world to them as they deal with the situation that has entered their life. Then I'd like to end this article by passing along some spiritual truths God has given me through the loss of my dear wife. The practical tips were for people who have family or friends who have lost someone, but this section is for the person who suffered the loss. First, getting counsel from your pastor will help you tremendously. The tendency of some after losing a close family member is to stay away from church to avoid having to talk about the loss, but the best place to be is in the Lord's house. My pastor gave me some resources to read that helped me greatly with the passing of my wife. One pamphlet went over a biblical view of death. In the Bible, death for the believer is almost exclusively talked about in a positive light. Jesus talked about death as going home. Paul talked about death as gain. God the Father talked about death as precious in His sight. The point of the pamphlet is that many times after losing a spouse, we mourn for them, but we really should not. They got an upgrade, going to heaven. They are now with the Savior they love so dearly. They are now free from pain and suffering. We can mourn for ourselves because we miss them, but we should not mourn for them because they're better than they have ever been during their entire life here on earth. Now, reading this truth helped me as I processed the trauma from the accident and the sudden loss of my wife. I cannot imagine where I would be now if I had made bad decisions of not talking to my pastor. Please go to church. Talk with your pastor. He loves you and will have things that will help you as you face your tragedy. And then secondly, God has a plan in everything that has happened. When you look at Joseph's life, he faced several tragedies, but God worked through each one. God is so powerful that He can make even negative situations have a positive outcome. All we have to do to see this is to look to the cross. That was the biggest sight of injustice ever to occur on the earth. And this was the place where Satan finally saw the death of Jesus and the end of His earthly ministry, or so he thought. But God turned this place of absolute tragedy into a place where the salvation of humanity was accomplished. God turned what Satan thought to be His biggest victory into His biggest defeat.
You've been listening to Moments for Missions. For further information, please write to BIMI, P.O. Box 9, Harrison, Tennessee 37341, or call us at 423-344-5050, or you can visit us online at www.bimi.org. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.